This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Harivansh has been elected as deputy chairman of the Rajya Sabha for the third consecutive time. He was elected unopposed. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, moved the motion to choose Harivansh as the deputy chairman of the upper house. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Harivansh for being elected as the deputy chairman for the third time. Mr. Modi said the experience Harivansh brought to the House over the years has been duly endorsed today. He said everyone has witnessed the House becoming more effective under his leadership.
हमने सबने हरिवंश जी के नेतृत्व में सदन की शक्ति को और अधिक प्रभावी होते हुए भी देखा है और मैं कह सकता हूँ कि केवल सदन की कार्यवाही का संचालन ही नहीं वे अपने जीवन के जो भूतकाल के अनुभव है उसको भी बहुत ही सटीक तरीके से सदन को समृद्ध करने में उपयोग लाते हैं उनका ये अनुभव पूरी कार्यवाही को संचालन को और सदन के माहौल को और अधिक परिपक्व बनाता है
Leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, also congratulated Harivansh. He said Harivansh is the first nominated member to assume this office. The Lok Sabha today resumed discussion on the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Delimitation Bill 2026, and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026. The three bills are intended to increase the participation of women in the Lok Sabha and the assemblies of states and union territories. Voting on the three bills is scheduled to take place this afternoon. Participating in the debate, DMK MP K. Kanimori opposed the bills, saying it is shocking that the centre notified the women's reservation law passed in 2023 last night. She questioned the need for this move when discussion is taking place on women's reservation in Parliament. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor said the nation stands at the threshold of near unanimous political consensus in favour of women's reservation, but he also expressed concern that implementation of women's reservation has been tethered to the expansion of Parliament and to numbers from the 2011 census and an exercise of delimitation. Meanwhile, the discussion is underway. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam notification has been issued to implement old laws that were not implemented earlier. Speaking to media at the Parliament premises, Mr. Rijiju emphasised that this is part of an ongoing process and further urged the opposition not to politicise the matter. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that feminine power is the hallmark of a strong India. Mr. Modi said this while sharing a Sanskrit Subhashitam in a social media post, highlighting the strength and contribution of Nari Shakti. The Prime Minister noted that mothers, sisters and daughters of the nation are enhancing the pride of Bharatvarsh in every field today with their unbreakable resolve, devotion and spirit of service. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will be on a two-day visit to Sri Lanka from the 19th of this month. This will be his first bilateral visit to Sri Lanka. During his visit, Mr. Radhakrishnan will call on the President of Sri Lanka, Nirakumara Dissanayake. He will also meet Sri Lankan Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasurya, as well as other dignitaries and Indian diaspora leaders. Sri Lanka is a key partner in India's Vision Mahasagar, as well as the Neighbourhood First policy. In Punjab, the Enforcement Directorate, ED, has conducted a series of raids at locations linked to Aam Aadmi Party, AAP leader and State's Industries Minister, Sanjeev Arora, in Ludhiana today. According to sources, ED teams carried out searches early this morning at the minister's residence and official and other premises, including at Chandigarh and Delhi. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.4% higher in forenoon session today. The Sensex gained 335 points to 78,324, while the Nifty rose 96 points to 24,293 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, FMCG, capital goods and hospital stocks lifted the market while IT stocks bucked the trend. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.